Good morning. I'm Pastor Kevin Ree, and today is the sixth Sunday of Christmas, December 30th, 2023. Our lesson today is from John chapter 4, verses 46 to 54. So he came again to Cana in Galilee, where he had made the water wine. And at Capernaum, there was an official whose son was ill. When this man heard that Jesus had come from Judea to Galilee, he went to him and asked him to come down and heal his son, for he was at the point of death. So Jesus said to him, "Unless you see signs and wonders, you will not believe." The official said to him, "Sir, come down before my child dies." Jesus said to him, "Go, your son will live." The man believed the word that Jesus spoke to him and went on his way. As he was going down, his servants met him and told him that his son was recovering. So he asked them the hour when he began to get better, and they said to him, "Yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him." The father knew that was the hour when Jesus said to him, "Your son will live." And he himself believed, and all his household. This was now the second sign that Jesus did when he had come from Judea to Galilee. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. How sweet the incarnate word in the believer's ear. I am thinking not only of the sweet Christ child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger, but also of the word on the lips of the word himself to a troubled official come to plead with Jesus in today's text. The official came to plead with Jesus in one of the greatest heartbreaks any father can think to bear. His son is dying. We might assume that since Jesus has returned to Cana in Galilee, where he turned the water into wine, that this man has heard about Jesus. I hear two progressions in our text. The first is regarding the humanity of the man. First, John refers to him as an official, then as this man, then as the father, and finally as a witness to his whole household. The second progression comes with the depth of belief that arises in this encounter with this Jesus. The official comes to seek out Jesus for help, likely based upon stories he has heard around Cana and Capernaum. He asks Jesus to come down to Capernaum, hopeful that by his attendance, he can help the boy. Instead, Jesus speaks a word not limited to his physical presence. "Your son will live." There is mighty agency in this phrase on the lips of Jesus, which brings this man into a deeper belief in who this Jesus is, for him and for his son. A deeper trust in Jesus' word that simply by his word, there will be life for his son. Finally, this promise is then confirmed by others who bring news that his son has indeed recovered. And at the very same hour as Jesus spoke the word, the power of this word continues to deepen the belief of this father and those around him. John calls this a sign, that is, more than a mere miracle of healing. How will our faith be strengthened in these glorious 12 days after the sweetest word becomes flesh in our midst? How will it deepen in the 12 months of the coming year. Can our belief and trust in Jesus deepen more than that, based upon the stories we hear? Will we not only observe this sweet word, leaving our gifts at his manger bed, but hear him speak to our deepest anxieties and fears? Will we let that word expand our notion of what Jesus' presence means for us now? And how shall we share the immeasurable power of this word with our households? How sweet the incarnate word in a believer's ear. How sweet the bread and wine that assures us of his physical presence, yet ascended to sit at the right hand of the Father. Lord, we believe. Help us in our unbelief and move us to trust more deeply in your word, the sweetest gift of all. Will you pray with me? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Thank you for your sweet condescension into our very flesh, and for your word of life that you still speak to us. Lead us to be those who know and listen for your voice, that soothes our sorrows, heals our wounds, and drives away all fear. Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. In your name we pray. Amen.